Welcome to TFR Let's Talk. I'm your host, Swapnil Bhartia, and my next guest is Yvonne Beaver, co-founder and CTO of Fauna. Yvonne, first of all, it's great to have you on the show.
Glad to be here.
And let's start with, you are one of the co-founders. So tell me, what is Fauna all about?
So Fauna is a serverless data API. So my co-founder and I, Matt Friels, used to work at Twitter. And one of the problems we had at Twitter was we didn't have an API or a data platform or a database that would let us and basically flexibly scale and develop the product as Twitter went through its hypergrowth phase. We felt like, you know, we learned a lot from this experience and we wanted to translate that into something that other developers could use to build and scale their applications. And it turned out that we were starting this project pretty much around the same time that serverless was taking off, and we're motivated by the same properties, this dream of utility computing coming back, the idea that you could interact with your computing resources and your data without the physical metaphor of a machine, just treat everything as a ubiquitous API. And we found that in other domains, like, you know, vertically integrated APIs like Twilio and Stripe and that kind of thing, it's an incredibly powerful tool, but it hasn't quite hit the infrastructure level of the stack yet. And that's what we wanted to fix specifically with the data tier.
Yeah. And as you said, you know, when the company started the serverless and everything, if you look at the data space earlier, if you look at the Kubernetes and all those, it was more or less about stateless, but we are also talking about stateful application. That's what we are talking about. So how have you seen the landscape change in the serverless space, or whatever you're going to call it, function as a service, or depending on who you talk to? Can you talk about how you see the things for databases change there?
The serverless product that most people think of first is AWS Lambda, you know, the compute tier. Compute is usually the first part of the stack overall to change because it's one of the easiest things to build. It's stateless, you know, it's even short-lived state. And originally, like with things like Serverless Framework and some of the other tools, people thought they could take these three-tier apps and ship them into serverless operational environments and it would just magically be better. Well, it wasn't better. It turned out that they needed to really reimagine the way they were building applications to take advantage of the serverlessness of the compute layer. And once people started doing that, then they started needing the entire rest of the infrastructure stack in order to achieve those benefits end to end, and that includes the database. So like Fauna presents a seamless API rather than a provisioned service. You don't have to secure it with proxies or, you know, connection managers and VPCs and that kind of thing. You interact with it as an API. And it turned out that that's very powerful, both for pure serverless applications that are built with all the new technology with things like GraphQL and React, and, you know, they're running in embedded clients like the browser and mobile devices, but it's also very powerful for augmenting legacy applications that are in managed cloud, might be in containerized systems, where sort of the cost of evolving that legacy infrastructure, especially the data infrastructure, has become unreasonably high. And Fauna presents, you know, basically the ability to get, you know, this abstract access to more transactional, relational data capability from anywhere. So you don't have to worry about, you know, changing your existing Postgres installation and that kind of thing. You can seamlessly add in and start to take advantage of the productivity benefits of the serverless stack.
As you were saying earlier, and you alluded to that earlier also, that you folks used to work at a Twitter, and, you know, why the company came into existence. Can you also talk a bit about, if you look at today's world, you know, and we look at FaunaDB, where does it fit in when you look at the broader cloud native landscape? What is specific problem you are trying to solve there for the market or ecosystem?
So we're trying to build the most productive and most flexible and most secure data interface for developers. And I think you can analogize to the LAMP era. Like, you know, PHP was a tremendous improvement in developer productivity. It let people start shipping web apps from their workstation. They didn't have to, you know, use these complex, you know, procedural languages. You know, you didn't even have to be very experienced as a developer. And that revolution brought along with it MySQL. And MySQL was much easier to adopt than Oracle. You didn't have to talk to salespeople on the phone. You could run it on a workstation. You know, it was lacking in sort of what we would call like the maturity capabilities, security, what have you, scalability at the time, but it made it very easy to get started in a much more productive stack. And we're seeing the same kind of revolution now where the serverless stack is transformatively productive both for new apps and for augmenting existing apps. And that stack needs a database. It needs a database which fits in that ecosystem and works with that other tooling and has the same operational paradigms. You know, the same way MySQL was that for LAMP, Fauna is that for the serverless era.
Right. And when you're talking about, you know, the way you folks are doing things a bit differently. So I am also thinking, you know, how different is, you know, Fauna? I mean, if you look at this, you know, there are a lot of other places. Mongo, of course, Mongo is not a purely serverless, but, you know, Dynamo is there. Amazon's Aura is there. So talk about, you know, what sets you apart from others?
Yeah, every other database is still based around, you know, the physicality of the machine. You have partitions and replicas, which are primary or secondary. Your application has to know about this. You have to provision them to be a certain size. Even with serverless auto-scaled solutions like Aurora, you know, you have to set limits on how high and how low it can scale to preserve performance. You know, things change as you go through those scalability curves. You have to make sure you access the right region or you lose transactional consistency. Fauna is designed completely differently from every other database. It was designed inside out as a multi-tenant global API. And we use an algorithm called Calvin, which helps maintain strict serializability or transactional correctness, regardless of how widely the database is distributed, regardless of which region you access the data from, regardless of whether you access it server side or from a client. That really delivers, you know, that operations-free experience, the ability of the developer to work with their data without having to consider these extraneous concerns about how the database is implemented. I don't think there's anything else like that you can get off the shelf today.
Can you talk a bit about some use cases of FaunaDB? Also, if I don't know how much you can disclose about your customers, but if you can talk about, you know, what kind of customers are using it.
We see a wide range of customer use cases, but in particular, we see an awful lot of SaaS. And there's a lot of unique properties of Fauna that make it ideal for building SaaS applications. An example of this is a longtime customer we've had is a company called ShiftX. And they're building a business process modeling tool, which relies heavily on a lot of Fauna's unique features. We also have people building, you know, operational and developer tools on top of Fauna. Pharos AI is an example of that. And, you know, there's others in the SaaS space that are targeted to different markets, like Hannon Hill is a company that has an educational-focused CMS, and they've decided to augment their legacy CMS, you know, infrastructure, which uses, I believe, you know, an RDBMS and similar technology, with Fauna that they can access directly from client devices and compose and create a more personalized experience. Those kinds of things, you know, They speak to the power of Fauna to seamlessly present, you know, in the SaaS context, individual customer accounts without having to provision customer hardware and containers on a per account basis. They use features like Fauna's temporality, which is very unique in the market, to go back in time and present audit trails. Now, all this kind of stuff is really designed, you know, initially from our experience at Twitter, building a consumer social network, but also what we observed along the journey with Fauna about what people need to build complete end-to-end modern consumer and SaaS applications.
Since we are talking about serverless has two things. First of all, there is always a server in serverless. It's not that there is no serverless. The only thing is we remove those complications from the pipeline of a developer. And sometimes it boils down to it becomes, you know, more cost effective. You pay for what you use. You don't have to worry about, you know, the light is blinking, so you have to pay the bills. So similarly, if you look at Fauna, how do you approach, what does your, you know, billing planning look like? How do you make it more affordable to users?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest benefits of serverless is cost savings. And Fauna has a number of tiers, you know, for different capability levels of the database. But at the end of the day, you pay per operation. You're not, you know, contrary to other systems like Dynamo or Aurora, you're not even paying by time slice. You know, we make sure that we track the individual operations each query does for reads and writes and compute consumption and that kind of thing. You know, some people have very sophisticated business logic written into Fauna as functions or stored procedures, and that speaks to the programmable power of the database. You know, all these things are measured and metered just like, you know, you have your electricity and your water metered in your home. They're not set periods of time. They're not, you get a container for 5 minutes or that kind of thing. And that makes a very seamless and inexpensive billing experience early on and eliminates the need to do capacity planning, you know, in particular in today's world. You know, people are launching into markets which have widely varying usage, even globally and regionally, let alone through the day and over time as their products grow. And just all that burden is taken off of the developer when you don't have to worry about the physicality of the infrastructure you're using.
Now, I also want to learn a bit about, first of all, if you can share, of course, you mentioned SaaS. What does your product or service portfolio look like? And if you can also talk about, if you look at 2021, we are almost, it doesn't look like, you know, this is not like 2020, which is like a decade. If you can talk about what does your roadmap look like? Of course, you cannot make any announcement at this point, but just share these two things, the product portfolio that you have and what roadmap you have for 2021.
So our only product is FaunaDB, the data API. You know, we're 100% focused on making sure that we deliver that serverless database experience that the serverless ecosystem needs. And we rely on other vendors, you know, data middleware providers, you know, hosting providers like Netlify and Vercel, you know, frameworks like Next.js and React, you know, even, you know, vertically integrated serverless infrastructure for specific things like search. Like, all of these components are required to build an end-to-end application. But our job and our mission is to build the best operational data layer. In terms of, you know, feature roadmap, some of the stuff we have coming up imminently is region locality in the API so that people can comply with jurisdictional requirements, improvements to streaming, you know, build more real-time applications, integrate with second systems, that kind of thing, as well as improvements to the adaptability of the interface. Phone is very easy to adopt. You just sign up on the website and go. You don't even need a credit card to get a free plan. But we know we have work to do to make it even easier to approach, especially for people who are either coming from SQL or aren't experienced with databases at all. So I'm excited to get all that stuff out the door later this year.
Yvonne, thank you so much for taking time out today and talk about not only just about the FaunaDB, but also giving us kind of, you know, what's going on in the serverless database space. Thanks for your discussion today, and I would love to have you back on the show. So thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.